to an 8 o'clock hour here on Fesco and Dusty. Day moved a little bit faster than yesterday, not as gloomy. Look at that blue sky, Bob. Look at that blue sky.
I wasn't
going
to jinx it. I saw it starting to peer out from behind the clouds. We're getting there, folks. We're getting there.
Bob was down bad yesterday, Mac. He's like, the day's dragging. It's still raining.
It was awful yesterday. Bad day yesterday. I mean, it was brutal. It was gloomy. It was rainy. It was slow moving.
The whole weekend was.
I mean,
no, it wasn't the whole weekend. It was Sunday and Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair. But Saturday wasn't like...
There wasn't any of those moments where you're like, I'm just going to be outside all day and you know, do what the beginning of summer is supposed to do. It was colder. It was gloomier. It was on and off rain. It just wasn't great. But hopefully we start to see the sun later on today and we don't get rid of the sun for a very long time, right?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
So that is the sounder for the Fesco and Dusty poll question on 96.5 The Fan or The Fan 96.5 on X, where you can vote, where we have put up a poll for you. That poll is quite simple. It is win totals for the Chiefs because we are 100 days away from the Chiefs' first game. And how many wins do you think they have this season? Do you think they have anywhere from 16 to 17? Do you think it's 13 to 15, 10 to 12, or less than 10?
So what are the results?
Yeah, 151 votes, 61.6 say 13 to 15, 29.8 say 10 to 12, 7.3 are on Team Fesco with 16 to 17 wins, and then 1.3, less than 10 wins.
So how many votes is the 1.3%? Can you see
now
that?
Now it says 1%.
So 1%. So what do we get like?
There's 191 votes. Okay, how to figure out 1% of that
two,
is?
Two people have voted for under 10 wins.
The same amount of people that voted Halliburton is overrated.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You see his shooting last night? I mean, it was pretty damn good. He was really good.
Yeah, he put a nail in your guys' coffin. he put you out of your misery, though, at least.
Yeah. No, it's true. Yeah absolutely.
Because now you can just... you know, peak.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know? But, I mean, you're going back to the Garden for Game 5. That's interesting because of what the Garden is, you know, and the ancillary stuff that may go on there, you know, with the celebrities and all that. But, yeah, I mean, it's over as far as the NBA is concerned. And they're going to have their lowest-rated NBA Finals ever unless the Knicks find a way to come back and beat, you know, a very good Indiana team. But people aren't going to tune in for Oklahoma City and Indiana. They just aren't.
So your boy Grok.
Grok, yeah. Whoa. It's not Gronk. It's Grok. It's Grok.
Might as well be Gronk.
Might as well. It's the same thing, right?
It's a robot.
Yeah. I think the Chiefs will win 5.
Even me know that not real money talk.
I went to the greatest of all time, right?
Shout out Nikki Glaser.
Yeah, so good. And then the cutaway to him, he's like, huh?
It's like, nailed it. Top 3 joke of all time.
Oh, it was so good. He's like, wait, what? Was that about me? Huh? But Grok, I asked Grok, the AI feature, if you will, on X, formerly Twitter, what do you think the Chiefs' record is going to be? And they said either 13 and 4 or 12 and 5. And so we've got our poll question up, obviously, and you can vote in that. If I said to both of you guys right now, Mac, Dusty, text line, everybody, if I said to you, the Chiefs will go 12 and 5 and they will be the 3 seed, are you going to take that right now or will you play out the season?
We'll play
door that. Number one is 12 and 5 in the 3 seed. Door number two, play out the season.
Play out that season, dude. Play out that season, daddy.
Yeah. Yeah, play out the season.
Because they've, what, been the 3 seed once under Mahomes?
Right, went to the Super Bowl.
Beat
Buffalo and Baltimore on the road.
And that was Kadarius Toney's fault.
That's exactly right.
Binkley's still pissed about that. He's like, you realize they lost that game to Detroit because of Toney, and they lost that game against Buffalo because of Kadarius Toney?
Right.
If they win both those games, they win the outright overall matchup against Baltimore, and they get the playoffs with 1 seed.
You know, they could have won the Super Bowl.
Right.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. So you're taking play out the season.
Oh yeah.
You're taking play out the season. Right.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm gonna trust this team and 12 and 5, yeah, they could do better, right? 13 and 4. One game more probably gets them that 2 seed.
Yeah, right. And so I'm playing out the season too. I think 12 and 5, at least in my opinion.
Now we've all got to say why.
Yeah.
Because nobody has a different opinion.
Well, but my opinion is they're much better than 12 and 5. And Andy Reid is a coach that when it was a 16 game season, you'd roll out of bed and win 11 games. It's now a 17 game season. He's going to roll out of bed and win 12 games. How many more is he going to win on top of that? And that's why I think, because number one, it's a revenge tour. Number two, it's the senior year. And number three, I feel like they believe, whether you believe it or not, right? Whether we believe it or not, They got done wrong in that Super Bowl. A lot of negative conversation about them quitting in that Super Bowl. There's a lot of revenge on their mind. And I believe when they play with that sort of edge, they play better than they've ever played before. And I think that's the sort of edge we're going to see this team play with this year, because they know deep down inside, Patrick does, this is it with Travis. We ain't going down in a bore. We're having fun this year. And I think it's going to be a wildly entertaining season. And I think 12-5 is just the tipping point for where they are right now.
What is, can I ask you, you know this, what does FPI stand for rankings?
FPI. I know, now I know that, but I can't think of it right
now. It's got to be good.
Footprint index, I think, is what it stands for. How big your foot is.
So Caglione's one on the list. No, it just says, I just saw this thing up here and I didn't know what FPI was for football. And I was trying to figure out if it's as simple as it could be for an acronym, like football percentage index or something like
football
that.
Football power index.
Okay, yeah. So football power index, the Eagles are one, the Chiefs are two. That's why you play the season out. Mm-hmm. Like, they're still that team. Whether they are better than most of the teams they play, which they are, they still carry that Chiefs logo, that aura of having to come to Arrowhead. They have Mahomes. Like, even if a team is having a better year, like, watch Washington. Watch that game. That, to me, is a fun game for many reasons.
It's going to be great.
That is an up-and-coming quarterback. Very, very prized card that I figured out now that Alex Gold has got me addicted.
Oh, you're in.
I'm in, dude.
You're in sports cards. Okay,
stop.
Wow.
Going again today.
That's awesome. Oh, to get more?
Oh, damn. Yeah. And I got some on Amazon coming in. So
damn, you're hooked.
I'm hooked.
Are you ripping them all
as
you get them?
Okay. Oh, yeah. And then got sleeves, and then I have a bag that I'll give to my buddy's kid.
Let's go. All right. New hobby.
Yeah. No longer buying bourbon and tequila.
Going sports cards.
So you budget, right? You got to budget.
Yeah,
you can't
exactly.
go down that
yeah,
slope.
Balance. Mm-hmm.
But I just think that the Chiefs are who they are. And like when Mahomes plays Jaden Daniels, there's going to be a couple of those moments where Mahomes.
When is that game?
Oh, gosh.
Is it early?
For which one?
Washington. It's.
I hope for Washington's sake, the game is early so they're not dissipated by the time they get here.
Oh.
And then it becomes a good matchup. And it is a good matchup versus if Washington's a middling franchise and then people are like, they're not that good at
which
this point.
Which they
won't
be. I think they have a good head coach who wants to just let it effing rip. And Dan Quinn and Daniels, they built that team. They went out and stole from Houston. They have a left tackle now. They went and got Debo Samuel. They have Scary Terry. They've got a good running back
tandem.
It's
interesting you mentioned the coach wanting to let it rip, but I think he does, and I think that's a big difference.
Hell yeah.
I think Dan Campbell understands the fun aspect of sports. Not many coaches do. He gets the entertainment aspect of sports
and
understands, you know what? I blew a Super Bowl one time. I ain't doing that again. I'm going to go out with a blaze, and I'm going to have myself a time, and Dan Campbell's putting on a show.
No regrets. Not even one letter.
No.
And what is the week that they play Washington?
Eight.
Week eight?
Oh, middle of the season.
So right before Buffalo and then right before the bye.
Yeah.
Hello.
Prime time.
Yeah, hopefully that's not a look-ahead game for Washington.
Yeah. Oh,
so why are you taking door number two and playing out the season?
I mean, part of what you guys have said, but I think you mentioned the, you know, vengeance, the loss of that Super Bowl, the wanting to come back. That's a lot where I had, but also the division. I think the division chirps are a lot higher than they have been in years past.
No doubt.
And there's justification, right, for some of that. Mm-hmm. These teams have improved, but it's been, what, nine seasons that the Chiefs have won the AFC West? And we hear the Chargers.
It's a good angle.
We hear the Chargers offseason championships. Now we're hearing, the Broncos. And, wow, Geno. I'm Ashton Gentry's running out routes. Brock Bowers, he's the best tight end in the league. Travis Kelce's nothing. He's washed.
Yep.
I just think, wow, they're all looking over to these other teams. They're ready to crown another team in this division. And that gives me a lot of motivation and hype for this season just to say, you know what? AFC West champions is for the 10th year in a row.
Yeah, I think that's a great, great, great take because you're right. The division has never been an issue before. It's never been a situation where they've been doubted. It's always been a given that they were going to win the division. Now you've had Carringtons of the world out there claiming the Chargers and that kind of nonsensical stuff. But it's never been real, right? It's never been real. But there is some realness this year. Bo Nix is legit. Their defense is really good. You know, the Raiders, as you mentioned, are a lot better. I mean, they're actually breathing.
They're competent. Yeah.
They actually have a pulse right now in the Chargers.
They're off life support.
Yeah. The Chargers, you know, got Bosa hurt, but, you know, they got a middling quarterback with a coach who wears cleats to throw out the first pitch at Richmond. But, you know, it's the first time that people are legitimately saying the Chiefs may not win that division.
Good.
And that's just another thing that they're writing down in their ledger to have to go out there and go 17-0, 35-0. Let's do it.
And then at the end of the season, when they win the division for the 10th consecutive year and they're the one or the two seed, they look at everybody in their division and say,
who's the man of the game? I am. I do. Never talk to me about before.